trainers, and welcome to another episode of your mom's favorite podcast, The Roundtable Chat Tot, where everyone has a seat at the table. We are the best of the low average, your hosts, Old Johnny One Ball.
Shadow Prime 34.
That's right.
Every time.
Every time it's us.
Surprise! Except for that one episode.
Yeah, sometimes it's not us, but that's few and far between.
Yeah.
Farb-a-tween. Nice.
Farb.
Farb. Well, first off, big shout to our Patreon members. We are glad that you are here, and we have started our new show on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go see some dope content, go check it out, which means I don't have to say the thing that I bet on.
Yeah, he got it up.
40 minutes to spare. Because all of a sudden I was like, wait, it's Friday. I got to get this uploaded by Saturday at 2 p.m.
I'm not going to say anything because I just want him to say it. But
I made it.
Yep.
I figured it out. I think I, for the future, much easier. So we'll be bringing you some new episodes of that pretty shortly here. But go check out the new show from your hosts, Oddish Used Magical Leaf.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time I've said that the name, actually. I was, you know, leading up to it this whole time.
Yeah.
By telling people, it's cool.
Yeah, it's
and,
neat.
And then they believed me.
It's hip.
Dude, it is neat. It's hip. That's what they say. Well, we're going to jump straight into it. Round table chat time. Are you ready?
No.
Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about not having enough knowledge of the new Avatar system to give you an educated answer. Well, we now have that educated answer. And the title of this roundtable chat is, which is better, Niantic's Avatar or M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar?
What was that? These avatars came straight out of the 2004 Polar Express.
Oh, man.
Uncanny
Valley. I haven't even looked at the eyes yet because I've always worn glasses.
Me neither, and I elect not to.
Some version of sunglass. Because if you know me, if I am outdoors or looking outdoors, it's sunglasses time. This is the way. But we're actually not going to talk about M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar because we don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one. It is M. Night Shyamalan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, would you rather watch that again? Well, okay. What are you willing to give up to go back to the old avatars? Like having like the customization, but not like the...
It's tough because it's not so much that the new items are bad. It's that they are missing so many simple items to add in. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
How many black haircuts are there?
Two.
Well, traditionally, what you know, you have, what, Killmonger, and what's the other one?
The high top fade. That's
the high top fade. And me, I'm just a regular white guy with a regular white guy haircut. And that's not in the game.
Yeah. They're like, make them all pale.
Oh, my gosh. The white people are so pale.
But make, and then, like, anyone else, you're just like, oh, you look like a corpse.
Yeah.
Like,
because, like, there are some white skins that are, like, alien white.
Yeah.
And you can get different levels of white.
Yeah.
But I'm not a pale dude. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
All my white options are pretty pale.
Yeah.
Like I picked the darkest white that I could find, and it's still not right.
Yeah.
And I'm by no means like super tan.
Yeah.
I'm just not pale. And so I look in the little bottom left corner when I'm on the main screen, and there's just this blinding light coming from my face.
It is
because I was like, oh, that's not white.
Yeah.
And there are some things that, you know, hey, does my avatar, you can do whatever you want, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't care if it looks like you or not, but they're trying to give you the options and they only gave you a few options.
Like, I feel like, hey, are you sure you know what a human looks like? Yeah. I got this.
Sure.
Creates that. Like, ugh.
Like, and I even posted on Twitter, the easiest thing to put in this game. There's no movement. There's no length. There's barely any color. Where is the buzz cut?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, silly old job. People don't get buzz cuts.
What? I don't even have a buzz cut, and that's what I would put on my character.
Yeah. Like, it. Oh, Because like I didn't like realize because I was like in the middle of my training and I like oh pull out my phone check on Pokemon and it was just like jarring and I was like oh no it's here mm-hmm. and yeah I looked at my and I the went to the face and I was like oh no we're putting on a mask right now.
I gave like the biggest face because yeah. there are some that are like I have a small chin.
Yeah,
that's why I have a beard. Except not that small. So I had to pick like the biggest face
yeah.
just to fit on my neckless body.
Neckless body.
Yeah, look at them. The necks are so short. And if that looks like you, amazing. I'm so happy. But for us regular necked people, have you seen my character? Go look at my character and look how like squat. Now I am by no means lithe of limb. But you know what would be nice?
It just height. Looks so unnatural.
Yeah.
Like,
how tall is this person? 5'8"? 5'6"?
Yeah.
Neither of us are that.
Because like it's weird because like the arms like just like pinch down at the elbows. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on?
Like nobody, I mean, no. Like it's just interesting.
Yeah.
Like, so I think my final thought on it is it's a good start.
It's a step.
It's a step.
Yeah.
It's a step in the right direction. Is it beautiful? No. Are there limitations based on the game itself? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't just like bring in, oh, you get to, you know, do. Did you ever see when you, it was one of the NBA 2K games where you could screen record your face and it would like put it
oh
on,
yeah I remember
and
that.
Nothing looked right.
It was like horrendous, like these monsters.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
I'll give it that. I'm like, why is the face so stretched? It's not that bad.
Yeah,
granted, I haven't looked at the eyes yet because I wear sunglasses.
I won't.
I thought about a mask and it was fine. But it's getting there. Give me height. Give me true shoulder width.
Yeah.
Give me.
But instead, they gave us knuckles.
You know what they need?
Go to knuckles. Your avatar screen and look at your character's hands.
You know what the people need? Actually, my buddy is so knuckles. Big, I can't actually get that many details. I do appreciate that there is a level of thickness that I can add. I don't know if you know this, Huge. I'm not skinny anymore. I haven't been skinny since high school.
Yeah.
College.
Yeah.
But I'm a well-fed individual, and I'm proud of it. But JT and I are wearing the same pants, and they are markedly different.
Yeah.
You know what you can't get? Real shoulder width. You know what you can't really have? Beard.
Yeah, no beard.
There is no beard.
So the mask I'm currently wearing correctly portrays my feelings about this update.
Just put it behind the thing.
Yeah.
I don't dislike it. It's closer to me as a person.
Yeah.
You're kind of like a normal build. I'm a little bigger in the patties, what they call them. So I mean, I appreciate that. It's We'll call it this. It's a bland beginning. There's more to do. Beards don't have to move. You don't have to add motion to them. Put them in. Give me a mustache. I don't have a real mustache. Give it to me anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever. But we'll see what comes from it. I'm not mad at it. I'm just disappointed at it.
Oh. Ooh. He used the D word. Be mad, not disappointed. Actually, no. You get my disappointment with this.
What's lowercaser than lowercase?
Wingdings?
I'm wingdings. Fine.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm like lowercase, not happy.
Like Comic Sans, fine. There's room for improvement.
Yeah, like literally, like after this update, I spent like a good 10 minutes like sneaking up my phone trying to adjust my avatar.
Yeah, you got to adjust it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is weird. And then immediately I was like, okay, what full costume things can I like, because this is bad. Like, I don't like this. Yeah.
I will say one of my biggest wins in Pokemon Go is there was a code that they sent you a while back.
Yeah.
And you could either get like special items. Stickers or something,
yeah.
Or the Zoroa onesie.
Yeah.
And I got the Zoroa onesie from the code. So I'll be glad to pull that out when it's time.
Yeah.
But it's Wingding's fine. It's Comic Sans fine.
Yeah.
It's got room for improvement. It is no Times New Roman.
it's no Elite.
No.
But yeah, I just
I appreciate the effort that had to go into this.
Yeah. It felt like they built it on a PS2.
Correct. So. With PS2 sliders.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
and also I appreciate the inclusivity of the skin tone page.
Yes.
But why is it so far out of order?
it's like white, pale, black, white. I'm like, what is happening? Just put them in order.
I get reasoning behind it. It makes sense to me. But have you ever seen that in any avatar building game
pure
before?
Chaos. And I can't.
I'm trying to go between like different whites. To find something that's not blinding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, E4, D8. It doesn't.
C3? Like,
you sunk my battleship. the order of that is, I appreciate that it is in an inclusive order.
Yeah.
But I don't appreciate that it is so wild.
Very chaotic.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Because I'm like, do I pick the one in the middle or the one on the bottom left? And so I ended up with what I thought was the darkest white man. And it's still too light. Like, look, I'm going to hold this up to my face right now. I'm going to go to my style. I'm going to go, does this match?
No.
Look at my face. Look at this face.
No, not even a little bit.
It's not even close. But then as soon as I go into another territory of skin color ranges... It's even a worse reflection of me.
Yeah. Also,
they also went way lighter on one, the super white, and then there's the super black. They added like the final ends of the spectrum of these colors.
Also, they do be. All my clothes are all not great right now. Like,
yeah. Oh, and they added belts.
Yeah, like belts, and then like the Team Aqua pants and all that.
Is there a ball on the belt? I'm gonna find out right now. Because if there's a ball on the belt, I'll think about it. Also,
they added Misty shorts.
Do they have the Misty top? Can I wear that?
Okay, I can say I like how inclusive this is with like clothing stuff.
It is much more inclusive.
But everything is out of order. I knew where to find my fire red blue jeans. I knew where to find them. What?
The belt just clips in and out of my shirt.
Oh, when you're breathing.
I'm not doing that.
Everything like I used to be able to find like but now it's all like what the heck?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Wait, no, that's because they added a bunch more. I just had to keep scrolling.
They added some stuff. Yeah.
Yo.
Except the only hat that I wear is at the very bottom, just like always.
Scroll way down to get there.
Yep. But I almost never take it off, except watch me cross my arms about this. I even tweeted at Niantic Help today and said, did you know that hats and earrings are different?
Are separate things.
Because I don't know. I don't know if you've ever been around me, but as soon as I put my hat on, I still have my earrings.
Those earrings just kind of like folds into reality and just stops existing.
There's like a 2D polygon covering three parts of my head. And as soon as I keep my earrings in, I can still wear a hat.
Yeah.
That was my biggest disappointment. And I knew it was coming with those Burmy earrings. I knew it was coming. And I wore them for a few days anyway. But...
Wasn't great.
I get it because it covers the same number of cells or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what games are made of. Tubes?
Glass. Metal.
But I get it, but I know they're different, and the earlobe doesn't have anything to do with a hat.
Yeah. So, also, probably the most egregious offense. If you're wearing the GoFest shirt, the Necrozma design is just ever so slightly off.
That's what you're mad about? I haven't even bought that yet.
Oh, no, no, it's for free. Like,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
because it was like, it was that random gray one because they didn't release the design yet.
I thought the gray one. Oh, I was going to get mine in conjunction with my worldwide ticket.
Oh, no, like
in the shop.
With the, what's called? It should be there.
Oh, I don't know. I'll look at it later.
Yeah, it's ever so slightly off. And I'm like, oh, I don't like this.
But I am glad to have that female Combi bag. I like that bag.
Yeah.
That's a good bag. So final thoughts are great start. Plenty of room for improvement. If you could have one thing improved, whether it's a single, like you can pick like a single slider or a single thing, what is the one thing that you would say, hey, this is the first thing I would like?
The face.
Well, what about the face?
I would rather have the mannequin stare from the old Avatar back as opposed to these, because this is, it's like uncomfortable, like looking at it.
I'll have to take the glasses off and look at it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, nope. We're going to put those aviators right back on.
I think for me, it's a tie between please know that hats and earrings are different or beard. Probably beard.
Yeah.
Because I've had a beard longer than, maybe not hats. I think I had hats before I had a beard. But I have had piercings only in the last 2 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I've had a beard ever since my wife has known me.
Yeah.
She's never seen me clean shaven.
Huh. Nice.
So at least we're going on 9 years.
Yeah.
I have not shavered.
Shavered.
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling it these days.
Oh, okay. it's bad.
It is.
The eyes. I just like they opened the big book of Uncanny Valley and pulled the Avatar eyes out from that. And now they
put them right back.
Before it was just like, "Hey, I'm just like your basic mannequin." Now it's like I'm
not real?
Necessarily life, but I'm almost there.
Are you me?
What are you looking at?
Also, a height slider would be nice.
Yeah.
Because, I don't think either of us have ever been confused for average height.
You know what, Niantic? Just go chaotic with it and just, make it unreasonable. I'm as tall as Palkia walking by me. Just, thundering.
I can ride that horse. Yeah, so let us know what you think. This has been a much less serious chat than we've had in the past. Because we're experiencing this for the same time as everyone else is. I'm excited for 5 days from now.
When we get the new background.
The new backgrounds, baby. And then shortly after, because you already know, I'm a Gen 1-er. It's another Kanto event.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
I can't believe I get to re-experience Kanto again.
Speaking of re-experiencing Kanto, because Apple has had to lift certain restrictions for their app store, you can get emulators on your phone.
Ooh.
And you can download and play all sorts of things. I already started playing Smash Brothers on N64 on my cell phone.
Nice. I don't think I'll do that.
Hey, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But, Pokemon Red?
Emerald.
Pokemon Black 2? Pretty much anything before X and Y could be of interest.
Yeah.
I played those to death after that.
Yeah.
But like N64, you want to play Ocarina? Go for it.
Hey, Ocarina.
Good stuff. Let's do some studs and duds. What do you got for a dud this week?
Duds, it's a busy week. Well, work-wise. Tomorrow and Friday are going to be
busy. It's a differently extensive kind of work for you this week because of where your stuff is.
Yeah, because my commute today was 50 minutes and I was still 10 minutes late. So I was like, I got to leave even earlier tomorrow.
But...
So,
I also have scheduled an audit for the DIA airport.
Hey, wait, the whole thing?
Yeah.
The entity?
Yeah. Nice. I am sending auditors there next week.
Nice.
To audit DIA. This week is the city and county of Denver.
Yo, that's us.
Yeah. It is us.
Yeah. Like, literally.
I'm audited.
Who audits the auditor?
other auditors do. There is an answer to this one.
Those are checks and balances.
What were we doing? Who plans the planman? Good stuff. That reminds me, make sure you check your May 11th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Because you are the guest of honor.
Yeah.
And so
that's me.
The question is, actually, 11, 12, 13. 13th is a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Do you want to do a birthday episode after that on Tuesday?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, it's not up to you. So, you know, thought I'd, you know, give you a little.
Pretend.
Maybe I get to pick. No, just kidding. But it's closer to the actual day.
Yeah.
JT's birthday is May 50th.
You know I had to do it to him. Also,
actually,
can you imagine your buddy Pokemon, like, during the avatar change? So it's just like, what is happening? As you're just like, morphing.
Well, mine's a Palkia-O.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just like, what are you doing down there?
What is happening? I didn't use Spatial Rend, did I? On accident?
I Spatial Rended myself. This is my avatar from Shrek 2, the game.
Donkey.
Get out of my fjord.
Shrek, yeah.
Shrek, dude. We went saw that good. Shrek musical.
Yeah.
It was solid. I love Shrek.
Shrek.
For me, a dud, I did not catch any new bug event shinies from the event that's ending in 22 minutes. And by that, I mean Ribombi. Still haven't figured out the shiny on that one.
My ball got a shiny Combee today.
Male or female?
Male.
Hey.
I was like, oh, okay.
That's how you Ben caught a...
A female?
A female?
Yeah.
As soon as they left the show?
Yeah.
Dimitri!
Ooh, that's my dud, actually. No, like...
It's like a stud and dud.
Yeah.
It's a wud.
Stud was great. Person behind us was a dud.
We went and saw Dimitri Martin at one of the local theaters. So funny. Even I laughed, and I don't usually laugh at comedians. Because, you know, we're funnier. We are the funny ones. And so we went to see Dimitri Martin, and this dude behind us just decided that it was also his show.
He was like, I'm trying. There was like recording the special.
Yeah.
And I think he was just trying to weasel his way in there.
I guess.
Every joke that Dimitri said, he would repeat it.
Oh, tell me a joke, like just, or like a regular statement.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
The road?
To get to the other side.
The other side?
Dimitri! I'm like, dude.
We know who we're here for, like, and it's not you. You just said his name.
Yeah, like, please stop. And, like, it was, like, what, an hour of that?
Oh, it was the whole night.
Yeah, well, I tuned back in because I was, like, clipping out of reality for a little bit. But when I did, I was like, dude, hey, what if you
Come
didn't?
On.
Like, stop.
Yeah, boo that guy.
Yes.
Boo him.
Make better decisions in the future, my dude.
Yeah, like, don't come to the recording show and sit behind people who want to see the show.
Yeah, and enjoy it. Or, like, watch it on
pretty
watch
much
it at
just,
home.
Yeah, dude, just
And
stay
then
home.
You can scream it all you want.
Yeah, you don't have to spend money to ruin my night.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. I like that.
But other than that, my stud is I finally finished best buddying my shiny Chatot.
Let's go.
That's what's up.
Wait, we're on studs now?
Yeah.
Oh,
we kind of went like dud, wood, stud.
Well,
what about your stud?
I have less than 10 Zygarde cells until the thing is
done. How many
done.
Did you get today?
I just got two. I did
so
five
you have
routes.
Six left?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I might go, probably not, but, well, maybe. I'm toying on, I'm on the fence about maybe doing another route to get my three so I can be five, and then Gundam Zygarde is time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another Pokemon that's just a dude.
Yeah.
Well,
snakes.
That leads perfectly into what are you currently building?
My boy is Zygarde. I got an extra XL candy today on it today, too.
Nice.
So I was like, yo,
that's
look at
the move.
Us.
I am working on, I think I'm just going to have my Hundo Origin Palkia or Palkio. I'm going to have that as my buddy until New York.
Yeah.
And just, so we were talking about this earlier. It is the Pokemon right now that every rare candy is going into.
Yeah.
Because of Spacial Rend. And I'm really going to want Spacial Rend during New York.
Yeah.
So that's going to be dope.
Everything.
And then, dude, I'm going to be able to reach both sides of Central Park from the middle. Come on. Let me live.
Let me live. Just let me have this.
I'll go to a corner of Central Park and be like, wow, I can get both sides.
I can get both sides.
Yeah, technically, he's not wrong. He's just stupid. Yeah, so all of them are going in, and courtesy of Broncos Bear, Burly Bronco, Broncos fan, he reminded me that a little while ago in life, there was this weird internet thing of Pepsi and milk mixed together going around. So I named my Hundo Palkio Pilk.
Ew.
Yeah, it's weird that it's so short.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see a short name like that other than Sock. But even then, like, it's got, like, wide letters in it.
Yeah. Wide letters.
Yeah, dude, wide letters and thin letters. That's the alphabet. The haves and the have-nots. So, yeah, I'm working on grinding candy for my Hundo Palkio named Pilk.
Nice.
Everyone loves Pilk. Hey, 1 to 10.
No.
1 to 50, I make you a glass of Pilk, and you drink it.
1 to 75.
1 to 75.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 42. Three.
Oh, okay.
You thought I was going to say four, and we were going to be so close. Yeah. Well, bummer. All right, let's do some news.
I'm in.
This is a very short section of news. We are in the Discovery, Rediscover Pokemans. And updates are rolling out globally. Also, I like how they picked, like, the most, like, good-looking avatar for the middle of their thing. It's, like, perfect, except, you know, the shirt's a little outdated, I think.
Yeah.
But we are in the Rediscover Yourself, which is Express Yourself like never before with a range of, you know this. You've all seen it. If you've played today, you know. Ugh. You can change your weight, muscle, shoulders, chest, and hips. If you change your muscles, your arms just get bigger. They don't actually get muscles.
Yeah.
Color options for your skin tone, hair, and eyes. And then hairstyle short, medium, and long, which there's four short, what, five medium and two long?
Yep.
If I had my long hair still, it would be more close to my hair.
Yeah.
You can do skin tones, facial expressions, and wait, there's facial expressions?
Expressions?
What? Oh, what?
No, I'm not taking off that mask. I don't remember
facial expressions, but yeah. Maybe I missed something. Anyway.
I just don't care about facial
also,
expressions.
New outfit alert. A brand new outfit is coming to the style shop for all trainers, and it looks like almost like a re-jacket. You see that?
No.
On the webpage, it's like a jacket. It's got like blue chesticles on like a white jacket.
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
With like the purple.
Yeah, a little purple base. Interesting. I don't know what it is, but it is. On 422. Yo, both of them are on 422. Rediscover your world and rediscover Kanto. So we're getting a Kanto event or some sort of it on the same day as Rediscover Your World, which is April 22nd. So that's Monday, this coming Monday. We will see Rediscover Your World and Rediscover Kanto. And that's that.
Huh.
Let's talk about an event that introduces no new Pokemon and nothing in the wild is important.
No.
Are you ready for Sustainability Week? It's almost a true week. It's a business week, but we'll take it. Monday, April 22nd at 10 a.m. to Friday, April 26th at 8 p.m. That is local time. Event bonus. Increased frequency of buddy Pokemon bringing you souvenirs and presents. Your buddy will spend more time on the map after being fed berries or poffins. The distance to earn buddy hearts will be halved. Also, you know what I just realized? That, you know, when you get like the best buddy rewards and stuff, you like... You get the ribbon and a boost in your CP.
Yeah.
what if instead of a boost on your CP for Pokemon that know adventure moves, Palkia and Dialga, instead of the boost of CP, you get a like 1,000 Stardust deduction on Ooh. Spatial Rend and Roar of Time. Or you have the option to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking about that. I was like, I'm going to probably have a best buddy Pilk by the time we get to New York. So what, like, I get a CP boost, which is great for Master League.
Yeah.
But, like, what if I got a deduction on the cost of Spatial Rend?
That'd be pretty handy.
These are the real question.
Yeah. Start saving up that Stardust to have it running all the time.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
At least for the play hours. That's my goal, is play hours.
Yeah.
And I think, dude, I can, if I go to the northern tip of Randall's Island, I can hit multiple sides of Randall's Island.
No. You got to go to the corner to do that.
The corner of the island. In the eggs, Pokemon hatched in 2 kilometer eggs obtained during this event will have a greater chance of being a shiny Pokemon than when found in the wild or via field research. They are Combee, Drillbur, Trubbish, Fungus, and Binnacle. Great.
Trubbish, extra Stardust. And Fungus, and Combee. Stardust.
And
Combee, actually.
Yeah, Drillbur and Binnacle are there. They're B-tier.
Yeah.
Not as Pokemon, but as Stardust givers.
Yeah.
Field research task encounters. Event-themed field research tasks will be available. You can get Combee, Drillbur, Trubbish, Binnacle, and you might encounter the following Fungus.
Lillipup.
What is that break there? Eggs, these 5. Field research, these 4. But if you're lucky, the last one. Collection challenges. Event-themed collection challenges are coming. Those are always Dece. Complete them to receive Stardust and XP. That's Dece. And showcases for Squirtle or event-themed Pokemon. Depends. They haven't busted that in a while.
Yeah, it's been pretty Dece.
So this event is good for making your buddy get to be like you and Stardust. That's it. This is a... Every Pokemon you get that's not in the wild, and you might want PvP, you have to trade it, except for Drillbur. Because the Hundo is what you need for Master League.
Yeah.
That is it. You Combee, no. Drillbur, Master League. Trubbish, no. Fungus, it's close. It feels close. Binnacle, there are so many better options than adult Binnacle.
I mean, it's a good like budget option, but why use that when you can use anything else?
Was it Rock Water? The turtle.
Yeah.
But also, don't use Rock Water almost ever.
Gets deleted at grass.
Hello. Well, Lillipup and that family is probably the best one.
I think it's grass rock.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Lillipup, yeah.
Oh, well, then delete with also grass. Yeah. Grass is, dude, grass is an underappreciated attack mover, I think.
Yeah. Hit him with that frenzy plant.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to do the roundtable social media hour before we get into our roundtable reaction. We posted my Shiny 2 Kartana, and I got one name. So regardless of likes, it is now called Salami Slicer.
Do be slicing.
Because it's from Italy. So let's see if that name fits, and we can name it. Boom. I go here. I look for my Kartanas, which I do have them in my box, and I rename it Salami Slicer. Boom. It fits. It's also from Florence, Italy, which is the place that Italians live.
Also, people from Florence.
Dude, with the Cliffs of Insanity?
What?
Dude.
Like the cliffs?
The Cliffs of Insanity.
Cliffs of Insanity.
Princess Bride.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Correct. But let's do the roundtable reaction. Because I...
That was a weird break in space-time right there.
Yeah, we got spatial rendered. Might be. All right. So I have pulled a list of the 25 worst Pokemon of all time from USA Today Sports.
Hmm. Why are they posting that? Someone was like, yeah, there's no news. Post whatever you want. Nothing.
All right. Are you ready for the list? So I'm going to tell you the list, and you tell me, not just your thought, but like, does it even belong on this list? 1 through 25.
Okay.
So basically, it's a smash or pass.
Yeah.
Pass means doesn't belong here. Smash, got it right.
Yeah.
Regular Stunfisk at 25.
Does not belong. Pass. Okay. Yeah.
Spidops.
Yeah, looks to be on the list.
All right, smash that. Throw.
Yeah.
Okay. That's at 23. I'm number 22. Sock.
Yeah, I was expecting him to be on there. They
look
like
photo.
Muppets.
This dude looks like he's from Recess.
He does. They look like Muppets.
Like, this one's, like, at least looks what it looks like. Sock is, like, oddly thin on this list. He looks like a character from Recess. Oh, he looks like... Gus from Recess.
Yeah. Oh, what was the name of the teacher for Recess?
Mrs. Feeny.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No.
Siri.
It's like, man, we have the internet.
We do. Finster.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it Finster?
No, you're close. Hang on.
Teacher from Recess.
It is.
What? Yeah, Finster.
Finster, yeah.
Yeah, that was the old cranky one. And then there was the cool teacher, Mrs. Grotke.
Yeah, and then the little tattletale kid was always trying to tell
Randall.
Finster. Yeah.
Little idiot Randall. All right, number 21, Watchog.
Yeah.
Okay, so far so good. We only have one that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Wormadam.
No.
Or Wormadam.
Take that thing off there. That thing's great in PvP.
Fair enough. Number 19 is Licky Licky.
Yeah.
Top 25 worst?
Not top 25. I'm gonna take it off the list.
I would do that too. Also, this photo with its mouth shut.
It just looks like
a dude. A little ice cream with the upside down Wi-Fi belly. Okay. Number 18. This is a weird one. Garbodor. Or Garbodor.
No, take that off there.
I wouldn't put that in the worst of top 25.
It's iconic.
This is the first one that I clearly disagree.
Okay.
Espathra.
Oh, yeah, take that off there.
That's, at 17, that's wild.
Yeah, looks odd.
Also, you'll probably agree, and I won't. Number 16, Vanillux.
No, I don't hate it.
Okay, all right.
We're getting dangerous close to the Lillipup line.
I wish that their shiny was chocolate.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's just parts of it are pink.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Number 15, Cryogonal.
Oh. No comment on this one?
Do not put that on this list. That is a pass. Take it off.
Yeah.
That thing is dope. Number 14, Binnacle. Little rock with the two hands.
I think I like Barbaracle a little bit more.
Agreed. Yeah. Also, that's just a regular rock. If you took the rock and put it back in its Pokeball, would you have a rock?
These are the hard-hitting questions.
This is an interesting inclusion here.
We're a new show, and we want the truth.
The hard-hitting questions about Pokemon. Here's an interesting... Number 13 is Pidove.
Yeah.
Top 25 worst all time.
Yeah.
Here's a stupid one, and I think we'll both agree on this one. Number 12, worst Pokemon all time. Frillish.
Oh, no. Frillish is... Specifically Jellicent.
Dude, all of them. What? I mean, I get what it does and like the ghost thing, but by design, that is not a top 25-er.
Get that off the list.
I disagree with this, so we'll see. This should be off the list. Number 11, Cricketune.
I'm going to maybe like not top 25.
I would put it like top 50. 30. I would put top 50 probably. Okay. I like the Pokemon, but... Come on.
Yeah.
It's a cricket.
Whoop.
Number 10, worst Pokemon of all time, according to the sports page of USA Today, Heatmore.
Oh. That thing is so forgettable. Yeah, I'm keeping it on there. It's got a really nice shiny, but it's so forgettable.
You ready to fight USA?
Yeah.
The entirety of it? Number 9, worst Pokemon of all time, according to the sports section of United States America Today. Golden Go.
What?
It says right there. Probably because they think that it's not worth the hunt.
It's absolutely so worth the hunt.
I don't have mine in Go yet.
That was a grind to get that one.
I stopped at 633.
Yeah.
And I have not touched it since. the list is gone. Please come back.
Golden Go? That is such a fun gimmick as a PS2
cheese. And top 10.
Yeah. Like,
that's rude.
Why is Lillipup not on this list?
Well, we have 8 more.
Okay.
Number 8.
Lillipup.
Spewpa.
Oh.
To me, that's just a nothing.
Yeah, I'm indifferent to that.
I wouldn't call it a worst. I wouldn't call it a best. It's,
yeah.
It's literally there. The middle.
Yeah. Like Heatmore. Like, it's there.
Number 7. Palpitoad.
No.
The middle evolution.
Oh.
With the big bloom.
I don't...
It's another forgettable one.
Yeah, like it's just there.
The first and the third are much better.
Yeah.
Number 8. I mean 6. Reading. Swirlix.
Oh.
That's not a top 25 worst for me.
No. I'd say like top 30.
Maybe.
Maybe like top 50, but not top 25.
I could go with top 50.
Yeah.
But there's also 970 some odd more Pokemon.
Yeah.
Outside of the top 50.
Yeah.
Number 5. Woobat.
Oh, yeah. I keep that on there.
Fair enough.
It's a very forgettable Pokemon for me.
Number 4. Swoobat.
Yeah.
Is that our first family?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, I have a rank 1, and I'm like, oh.
It's one of those that's like right there.
Yeah.
A move, and it's done. And it's awesome. So there you go.
Yeah.
Number 3. Now we're getting into some real hateful territory. Okay. Are you ready for number 3?
I don't think I am.
Bruxish.
Absolutely. Yep. You keep that thing on there. Absolutely.
Number 2. Gumshoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Trump one.
Yeah. It's just very forgettable Pokemon.
It could have been so much better.
Yeah. It is just that and Yungoos.
And number 1.
All right, who's number 1?
This is incorrect. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Number 1, Paris.
No, that thing is so mean. That's what makes it.
Like, this list really put Paris at the number 1 worst Pokemon of all time.
Over Lillipup?
There's blurbs on all these, but this one says, here we are, folks, the single most awful Pokemon of all time, Paris. It might seem sacrilegious to say this about a mon from Pokemon's beloved first generation. You're right. But there's never been anything good about Paris, ever. It looks terrible. It has woeful stats. It appears far too often for how awful it is. It's just bad in every single way. Yes, this was almost entirely influenced by how annoying Paris is. In Pokemon's Legends Arceus, our point still stands. Paris, bad.
No, it's...
It's not...
It's just mean. That's wrong. What makes it great.
That's wrong. It is wrong. It is the top half of worst Pokemon. But that's 500 Pokemon.
Like, yeah. Well, I was like, I could agree with that.
We need to make our own top 25.
Just
worst and best.
Yeah.
And like, be completely biased.
Like they were.
That was ridiculous. All you have to do in Arceus is just go away from them.
Yeah.
Catch one, move on.
Yeah.
Catch the alpha of the Parasect and be done.
Or throw the smoke bomb.
And then you don't have to be next to it anymore.
Yeah. And then you can just leave.
I think they're just mad because bad.
It's a skill issue, kids.
It's a skill issue. So there you go. That is the roundtable reaction. That was a half good list.
Yeah.
Half good. Biased? Maybe 5 of those Pokemon deserve to be on there. But that's just my bias.
I agree. Like, also, Stunfisk. Like, it's
25? Come on.
Yeah, like, it's a get out of here. It's got good typing.
You're
like,
just mad because flat.
Yeah. Mad because flat.
Yeah, there's some on there that have no reason being on that list.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to have to say it. Whoever wrote that article, you want the smoke, dude?
Okay.
Roundtable will fight you.
They are
Kian
Mayer and Ryan Woodrow.
Oh.
So if you're listening, Kian and Ryan, we disagree with your list.
100%. And we can settle this in Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Cause
like team battle.
Dude, you and me team battle? Let's go.
Against them. And whoever wins, we get to rewrite the list.
Actually, I don't know because... People that probably write Pokemon stories for professional, they're probably pretty good at some stuff.
No way, dude. We have a secret weapon.
We do have a secret weapon. It makes us so good at Smash.
We see, like, it makes us so good that we see the wireframes of the character. Everything else is just filler.
Dude, I'm pretty sure one time we saw the wireframes of the wireframes.
Like, it was slowing it down. I'm like, the worries of winning, the fear of losing, we just cast it to the fire.
Dude, it doesn't
it's all about
matter.
The battle.
It's about the moment. It's about the battle.
Trespass into the domain of the gods.
Domain expansion. Super Smash Brothers.
Master hands come out.
There's one master hand, one crazy hand, and Donkey Kong's in the middle just smacking the ground. That used to be my go-to in 64.
Yeah.
Just they can't reach you.
Yeah.
It's a little different now, you know, since we've, you know, figured out the wireframes of it all.
Yeah.
You know how it is. These kids know.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of things that could be in Smash one day, we're actually going to go into our Chef's Kiss ratings, and we're going to take a look at Kid Akami today. We're going to look at the Loyal 3, and we're going to random rank them. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's kind of random. Well, yeah, you know what? Let's random rank them afterwards.
Okay.
We give Chef's Kiss for all of them, and then we each give 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So we are looking today at Okidogi, Monkey Dory, and Fezzendipity. Some of probably my favorite namings in all of Pokemon.
It's pretty good.
I think they're amazing. All right.
Also the Pokedex entry, it's a ruffian with a short temper. Oh, okay.
All right. So we're going to take a look first at Okidogi.
Okidogi.
What do you rate this thing, Chef's Kiss, out of 10?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
That like chain thingy is a little bit odd for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 8.
Okay.
I like that battle. I like the Pokemon.
Even though they were... Ogre Pond canonically killed them.
Spoiler alert, but yeah. I feel like Ooh. It's time.
Yeah, it's been out a while.
It's been enough time.
So, yeah.
All right. I'm going to go 8 on that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at Monkey Dory, the Mojo Jojo of Pokemon.
Mojo Jojo. It's... Shaping is a little odd for me.
It is.
So I'm gonna say 6 on this one.
It's got that Powerpuff life.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 6 on that as well. I like the Pokemon. I think it's cool. But yeah, that shape is weird.
Yeah. It's like a bean.
Like the other two are clearly animalistic, and this one's like, I think it's a monkey.
Yeah.
It's got a monkey's face. Plus also it's called Monkey.
Yeah, Monkey.
Monkey Dory. Okay. And Fezzendipity.
Fezzendipity, I think I like Fezzendipity the most, because it's like...
That thing is sassy, dude.
Bored. This is my bored.
Yeah, dude. What are you going to rank it?
I'm going to say an 8 on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably go 9 on this one. This one just turned out so much better than I thought.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was just like a regular bird, and then it got poisoned, and now it's Fezzendipity.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So I'm going to go 9 on that one. But... Let's rank them. 3, 2, 1. Give me your 3.
Monkey Dory.
Monkey Dory.
Yeah.
Give me your 2.
I'm going to say Okidogi.
I'm going to also say Okidogi. Look at us, dude.
Yeah.
Get out of my head. Fezzendipity, number 1.
Fezzendipity. Yo, look at us.
Dude, we didn't even plan that. We actually just made up the rankings as we were looking at the photos of them.
I'm sorry, listeners. You know we had to do it to you.
You know we had to do it to you. Every week. You already know. Hey, what number episode are we on? Do you know?
No clue.
Let's go with 550.
Yeah, that works. No, that's probably like 515.
Okay, 515.
Because with all the friends lists, I'm just like, no clue.
Yeah, like hundreds of those.
Yeah.
Probably pretty close to 515.
It's either 1 or 7 billion. I'm not good at math.
I will say we're closer to 515 than we are 1,000.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, because we're somewhere between 0 and 515.
Yeah.
I know we're over 100.
Oh, easy.
For sure.
Easy.
Because we have been going...
For a while.
Are we on season 3?
2. 3. No, 3. Yeah, 3, yeah.
We're on season 3.
Yo, this is like the fourth wall break episode.
Yo! What's up, guys? It's old Johnny One Ball breaking the walls.
And this
call
is me.
Call me Kyle.
I'm breaking the fourth.
If you get close enough to the fourth and the third wall, you can cover both sides at once. You can cover two sides at once.
I can break.
I'm telling you, dude, there's math involved here. So good at math.
We should be the first show, and like we can go down in history on this, the first show to ever break the fifth wall.
What is the fifth wall?
Mm-hmm. Let's break it, though.
Us listening to our own show while talking
to
ourselves. Call and response from a previous episode of ours.
From
us to us, 2,000 years.
You think what I'm thinking?
Time Attack travel. On Titan.
Oh. If that doesn't sum up this show, you think what I'm thinking?
Time Attack travel. On Titan.
Oh.
Whoops. That's good stuff. So there's the loyal three. I don't think the shinies are out yet, so we're not going to rank them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They don't exist yet.
But they do be loyal.
Yeah, well, to something.
Not
to badness.
Yeah. Got them.
Oh! Spoiled that. Yeah. All right. Are you ready for a live special trade?
I'm ready.
We have decided to trade Tapu Bulus. Because you know what they say. You might as well trade the Tapu Bulus you just got that are bad.
They literally say that.
People do say that. Dude, I'm going to trade you.
Dorime. All
right, should you get the 1898 or the 1899? Those were the two raids I did earlier with you. I didn't know they were that close. You like odds or evens?
Let's do odd because I can't even.
Ah, he's right. So we're going in. We're getting this Tapu Bulu trade going for 800 Stardust. I do want to make a special trade. And I just finished two tasks that were trade a Pokemon.
Look at us.
Surprise. All right. And we're going to get Hundos. Tapu Bulu at... Oh, it got worse.
Ooh, significantly worse. Look at us.
Mine came out 5, 9, 7.
7, 11, 7.
That's the convenience store.
7-11-7.
Well, there you have it.
7,117.
Have you guys been to the 71-1? All right. And two Karrablast. Well, a Karrablast and a Shelmet. So we'll save those for later. All right. Ready for some PvP? UV me?
PV? P me? Wait.
Toilet training is new in this house.
PvP.
P me. No, PU.
No, hey, you.
PU, like it stinks.
PU.
Nice.
There we are.
We did it. Full circle.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of full circle, I'd like to tell the people who just won Orlando.
Why don't you tell me who won Orlando?
You'll never guess. It was Dunebug.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dunebug has now won three regionals.
Three.
And I believe in the last four, maybe five. I don't know which all he's competed in, but the last four that I can remember, a regional win, an EUIC second place, a regional win, and a regional win.
So
I think I'm missing something at the end there.
Probably.
But I believe he won, was it Knoxville, San Antonio, Orlando? They're just cities in America, dude. Just guess. He won Omaha, Austin,
Colorado Springs.
Bozeman. He was the only one that went to Bozeman.
You sure about that? I'm number one ranked in Pueblo.
Oh, good. Dude, with all the back and forth you and I do with PvP stuff, we're not even number one in our house.
Yeah.
It depends on the day. Depends on who's trying that day.
Yeah.
But congrats to Dunebug.
Heck yeah.
I watched Orlando Regionals, a lot of it, and... Dunebug was killing it. You know how they called him Boost Bug?
Yeah.
After the double Night Slash boost he got on Annihilate a few regionals ago. Caleb Payne called him Dunebot. Because, who's taking this thing down? He's unstoppable. It's crazy.
What was the claim that you made on Saturday?
That Dunebug is the best battler in North America.
Oh, okay. Ooh, North America. Okay.
Yes.
This question's for the PvPers.
Could be the world. I did watch Emmy Weedle versus Dunebug, and Dunebug got 3-0'd.
Yeah.
Emmy Weedle came to play that day.
Like every swap and everything.
Everything worked.
So this question is for the PvPers. Who's the best battler in the world, in your opinion?
That's tough. I think DeFi and Fish talked about this a little bit on their last episode of what is it called? I just PvP play Corner? It. Yeah, there it is. PvP Corner. I'm just like, yep, new episode from GoCast. Go. I'm doing it.
Cast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, I died from all of the stupid he just said.
Yeah, got him.
He got me. You know what? That's it. I'm leaving.
Whoa. Dude, Falcon did hit his facial red.
Joke's on everyone. We're sitting in wrong chairs today. Dude, we should swap chairs one day and see what happens.
That's going to be like a thing.
Dude, let's do it. Next week, let's swap chairs and see how weird it is.
Yeah, we'll swap and be like, hey, can you guys tell the audio difference?
Because we've been in the same chairs for over two seasons now.
Seasons, yeah.
Episode zero was the only one we were in the other chairs.
Yeah. Other chairs and like talking at the iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
That's the only one. Otherwise, we've been in the same. We even have our names on our chairs.
Yeah.
We wrote them in Sharpie, but there's still names on our chairs.
Yeah.
It's directorial.
It's directorial.
Okay. Best battler in the world.
I'm going to say Lyle.
So think about this way. This is the way that DeFi and Fish said that there's the way of like never misses.
Yeah.
And then there's the eye test of like who just looks, who's portraying as the best battler in the world.
Yeah.
I would probably say portraying, even though I've watched all of this, I would say portraying, in my opinion, is probably Dune right now.
Okay.
But the most technical, I would either say Lyle or Emmy Weedle.
Yeah.
Emmy Weedle, before the game even started, he got it right.
Yeah.
He got his team comps and team calls right.
Yeah.
And 3-0 Dunebug.
Which is impressive.
The only thing I could 3-0 Dunebug in is like a 3-point shot. Maybe. I've never seen Dune play ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's already a baller.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'll say I could probably 3-0 Dunebug in like Super Smash Bros.
Dude, I don't know.
For a brief time, at least.
I'll get the first couple hits in.
Yeah.
And then that might be it. Yeah, I think those are my votes. I've seen probably the... And if we're going by the eye test, Inadequence has to be up there, too.
Yeah.
After that 17-0 run to end I forget the regional that he won.
Yeah.
Went 17-0 to win. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've gone 17-0 in GBL twice in my life.
I haven't. Ever.
What's your streak at?
13. It has been since, years ago.
I got a team for you to use that might make it to 14.
Yo, speaking of teams to use.
Dude, I got a team of the week for you.
Hit us with the team of the week.
We've both used it this week, and it is Swallid. So, the team of the week is in Jungle Cup Great League. Lead Altaria with Dragon Breath, Sky Attack, and Moonblast. I don't think I've ever used a Moonblast. Maybe once.
I did today.
Yeah.
It deleted a bunch of Mandibuzz.
Yeah, if you don't shield it, bummer. And then... I think we've talked about it before. I don't have a true swap or closer usually. I just have two Pokemon that can do either. So my swap and close Pokemon are Mantine with Wing Attack, Ice Beam, and Aerial Ace, and Ferrothorn with Bullet Seed, Power Whip, and Thunder. And, you know, I don't call them a swap or a closer because depending on what the matchup is, either of them can do both. And that's how I like to make my teams. You've seen my teams. There's rarely a true closer or a true swap, unless it's Lickitung, but that's everyone's swap.
Everyone do be swapping.
Everyone do be swapping Lickitung, man. All right. I usually run a lead, which is usually something pretty thick with decent attack. In this case, Altaria. It's back, baby. How long was it before I started mixing things up that I have Altaria in the lead every time?
Yeah.
It was a long time.
It was a good while, yeah.
And then Mantine and Ferrothorn. I really like these. I've actually never used Ferrothorn before.
Really?
Before this week, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It's amazing.
It's pretty great.
I went with a really high IV instead of a PvP ranking because that is- sometimes that mud shot or that bullet seed can get knockouts.
Yeah.
It's not a huge farm down, but it's enough. You get it with, you know, 5 to 10 HP left, you might be able to farm down with bullet seed. And then you have a ton of energy. So that's what I like about Ferrothorn.
Which is nice.
No shadows on this team, which is not always common for me. I'm a shadows guy.
Yeah.
I like them. So that's my team. That's my team of the week that I've been using. Anything you've been using?
I actually have not done any GBL this week.
Fair enough.
So
busy week.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to watch it.
You like jazz?
Because it's busy. That's what's up.
You like right. jazz?
Anything to tell the people about PvP UV me before the huge cup?
Not too much.
What do we have coming up? Because
we do have some.
It'll be pretty shortly after the episode releases that we have a new cups.
Which I think
is it all three?
Yeah, it is all three. Okay. I feel like there's a go battle weekend. No, there's not. Just
these
kidding.
Are the real questions.
Yeah, it looks like it's so it'll be all three. You do get 4x Stardust, so that's a good way if you're grinding for that Stardust.
Nice.
Like go in there and get some battles done. Great League, Ultra League, and Master League. I might dip my toes back into it next week when it's tomorrow when it no, the day after the tomorrow. But the tomorrow for the future you.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah.
what do you want to show up with in let's do Great League. What do you have a team that you might want to use for Great League?
I kind of scavenge my team off everyone else's.
Fair enough.
I was using what was it? I was using the Sableye, Azumarill, and Shadow Alolan Slant Slash.
Okay.
Which was pretty decent. Got me some decent numbers, but
okay.
Yeah.
I think for Great League I'll probably start with Shadow for Alligator, Greedent, and Mandibuzz.
Yeah.
I like that team.
Yeah, I really like closing with Shadow for Alligator because it gets to those Hydro Cannon so quick.
True.
Like, and it's a thick Pokemon. Like, it's not the worst. Yeah.
And I like to lead with them because of shield pressure.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Die?
I'm going to throw a Hydro Cannon.
You know it's coming.
Delete?
You either shield it.
Yeah.
Delete it or eat it.
Delete it or eat it.
This is what the people say. Goats and Woats, baby.
Goats and Woats. Also, I just really love using Sableye. It's just a fun Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah. What about Ultra League? Do you have a team built for that?
No. I don't. I really kind of stay out of Ultra League. Last time I was using Steelix, Greninja, and Jellicent.
Okay.
And then Steelix, Greninja, and Giratina, but those are the only two teams. And those are from like 2 seasons ago.
I think I'm going to go back in and try a couple of matches. I have a Hundo Galarian Stunfisk, Dinosaur Giratina, and Virizion. So I think I'm going to try some of that.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. It's the only team I have built. And then what about Master League? You going to run anything in Master League?
Yes. I'm going to try out that new Zygarde.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Just to see how it goes.
I'm going
to
run Pilk. These are all hundos. Pilk, a Florges, and Metagross.
Okay, nice. That's pretty solid. Yeah.
Because people think that Florges is a grass type.
Yeah.
And so they'll throw like Ho-Oh against it and stuff. It's not.
Yeah.
It's pure fairy.
It's fairy type.
That's the stuff I do like.
Do be careful, though, because fire resists fairy.
True.
So, but... It still does, because, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I might swap Kartana in every once in a while, because, I like to take Mewtwo's out.
Yeah.
The fact that it's a one-shield farm of Mewtwo without even throwing a charge, wild. I love that thing.
Feels good. Or when they throw in Groudon or Kyogre.
Yep.
It's Delete. Pretty nice.
Oh, hey, you want to be here? No.
I'll have none of that.
Hey, thanks for coming. And then other times you try to do something and it's absolutely demolished by Ho-Oh. If you're going to use Kartana, bring Ho-Oh coverage.
Yeah. Toledo Blue.
Fast. All right. You ready for the huge cup?
I'm ready.
All right. Today is my turn to pick the cup. And we are using only Orlando Day 2 Top 12 Pokemon.
What are the options?
The options are Shadow Gligar, Skarmory, Shadow Whiscash, Lickitung, Annihilape, Charjabug, Cresselia, Vigoroth, Lantern, Altaria, Azumarill, and Registeel. It's an interesting meta.
Very interesting. Where is... Oh my gosh.
So you know what they say. Let's build some teams, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Future JT, editing. So battling didn't work, so we're not going to do Huge Cup this week. So, okay, back to our regularly scheduled program. Bye!
Just as you expected, nobody won because battles didn't work. So we are back, not having any success, likely some update type thing, but scans aren't working, invites aren't coming through. You know how it is. All right, well, let's move on to the next thing because you can't cry over spilled milk too long.
Actually, I can. Watch me.
There it is. Hundo Hunter, you have anything to add for this week?
I do.
Tell me.
I got a Hundo Cricketot.
Oh, baby.
And I was like, oh, my ball caught it for me, too.
Nice.
Like, as I always say, you go hard, but your ball goes harder.
Sometimes. I do not have anything to add for Hundo Hunter, and that is just the way it is.
Sometimes it do be like that.
How about my Zero Academia?
Nothing for my Zero.
Same. That one's hard. Just not happening.
You're not putting in your all of your might, you know?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Sometimes you just got to... Red Riot!
Oh, you know what? Mineta. Take that.
Oh.
I give you Mineta.
You know those times and moments where you just, like, in life, where you just regret? That was one of them.
I have been keeping up with the manga.
Apparently he's got his upgrade.
He's gotten his hero-ness.
Yeah. It only took six seasons.
Well, and whether or not his character has changed is not part of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
But he has shown up and shown out. So, all right. Okay, you ready for the question of the week?
Yes.
So you've played it. I've played it. We've all in this house have played Overcooked. And it can be tense. And it can be you got to do some pre-planning or you may not win.
Yep.
And you're 4 minutes in. Yes, chef. Yes, chef. Dude, have you watched The Bear?
No.
Got to watch The Bear, dude.
Heard a lot of good things.
Great show.
Yeah.
But the question is, which two Pokemon would be good at Overcooked and which two would kill each other before the level ended? So let's each do a teammate because you play it with more people. It's more fun that way.
Yeah.
I give a character and you give a character that are teammates, good ones, and then we'll do the opposite.
We'll do bads. Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do...
Let's do bad first.
You want to do bad first? Yeah. Do you want to pick first or do you want me to pick first?
You can pick first.
Okay. So I'm going to go a bad teammate in Overcooked.
Ooh, I got a good one, actually.
Would be... Oh. Jigglypuff, but from the anime.
Yeah.
That's a bad teammate right there. Yeah. Who would be a bad teammate from your point of view?
Mankey.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing would get frustrated so fast.
Yeah.
And it's just going to... I'm like, dude, no, just pick up the burger. Like, I just need you to... I can't. I'm upset too. Just pick up the burger.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a bad team right there.
Yeah, that's a horrible team.
All right, you ready for a good team?
Yeah.
You go first.
I'm going to say somebody that's like... has like chill vibes.
Okay.
But like handles it under pressure. So I'm going to say like a psychic type. Psychic or fairy type.
Okay.
I'm going to say No, it doesn't have hands to play.
It had hands and it lost them.
For wings. So no, I'm going to say Togetic.
Okay. Middle.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with Machamp as a good teammate.
Ooh.
All the hands.
And like it fights, so it's good under pressure. So yeah, that's a good one.
Also, did you know you can like Zoom Scoot.
Well, yeah, that, like,
yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, those are,
yeah.
Hey, there you go. Bad teammate, good teammate.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Shouts to my executive producer, Avrielle, who came up with that question.
She's my executive producer, too.
Yeah, I know, but she's also my very own wife.
Yeah, that's, yeah, your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have one of those anymore.
You know what they say, though?
Yeah. Hey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good moves all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is. All right. You ready to shut this thing down?
Like Leo said.
It's time to shutter this island.
And then he pounds his fist into his palm, and he's like, it's time to shutter this island.
And he goes to the island on the edge, and he says, now I can cover two sides of the island. As we go, do you have anything to tell the people?
Yes. Go check out our friends. You know where to find them. But if you're going to go and catch Pokemon,
don't use all your balls in one place.
See you around.